This is KUT. City officials, activists, and community members gathered Thursday at the George Washington Carver Museum to discuss Austin's racial climate following the serial bombings earlier this month. KUT's Dalia Jones has this recap of the event.
Panelists discuss what the recent serial bombings that killed two people and seriously injured four others have revealed about Austin's current racial climate. This comes after outcry from the city's communities of color for what they call unfair coverage of the serial bomber and his victims. Austin Interim Police Chief Brian Menley says the city's racial climate has improved, but he says there's still work that needs to be done.
I think we're a city that has a history that we have to acknowledge of where we started from. And the steps we've made to do better, to continue to build the relationships and address those issues that are either real or perceived, because if they are perceived, they are real. And so we have to address that.
Activist Gilbert Rivera of the Rosewood Neighborhood Association agreed that steps need to be taken to improve racial disparities in the city. But he said it's worse than before.
What I see is a lot of the overt attacks on people of color from the past are now institutionalized. In the past, they used to move us with the barrel of a gun. Today, they move us with ordinances.
Interim Chief Manley also classified the Austin serial bomber as a domestic terrorist. This comes after Manley called the bomber a challenged young man during a press conference, which sparked outcry from some community members.
I've now had the opportunity to sit back and understand and absorb all of the impacts that it had on a personal level.
Chaz Moore is the founder of the Austin Justice Coalition, which advocates for marginalized communities. He said not originally calling the bomber a domestic terrorist minimized the chaos that he caused in the city.
Was the young man trouble? Absolutely. But he was a troubled young man that turned out to be a domestic terrorist. But because he was white, we gave him the benefit of being a human first, as opposed to a thing.
Moore also said the city needs to do more soul searching in order to improve Austin's race problem.
Our white brothers and sisters are going to have to learn how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable while talking about race.
Emlyn Lee of Brave Communities, which advocates for more civic integration, says residents also have to reach out to communities of color on a regular basis and not just on a matter of convenience.
It's hard because I know we're such a solutions-driven like society, and it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, clearly this is, you know, 400-plus years of just institutional racism. And so how do we build a community together is just through individual intentionality and then a collective intentionality.
You can hear the entire discussion at KUT.org. Dalia Jones, KUT News.